The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
Everybody take your Bibles, please, and turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1, if you would. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1. We're going to read it together, if you would, please. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1. Are you there yet? Say yes. Okay. Two behind me. All right. Here we go. Ecclesiastes 12, 1. Everyone, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Let's do it once again, everyone. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. The title of the message this morning is Remember Your Creator. Remember Your Creator. I need to preface this story by telling you that this happened before I met my wife, my future wife. If I would have met my future wife before this event, it would have never happened. Just need to preface that, okay? So I was at teen camp and loved to go to youth camp. And the first day of camp, I locked eyes with this pretty young teen lady. I don't know if she was looking at me first or I looking at her. You know how that goes. But anyway, we locked eyes and I said, I got to get to know her. And next thing you know, we're sitting at chapel together and we're trying to spend as much time as we can in the few days of teen camp. And I'll never forget the last day of camp. It was so sad. We had to leave, and she lived far away from me, and so I didn't know if I would see her and ever again. So I said, let's write, and she said, yes, let's write. This was before texting, okay? We wrote letters, okay? Anyway, so you're looking at me like, what is that? Anyway, we wrote letters, and so I said, let's write, and she said, oh, yeah, let's write. We'll write, and here's what happened. You probably are ahead of me. The letters were frequent at first. We wrote, religiously there at the beginning, frequent, and then the letters started to tail off, and then the next thing you know, they just completely stopped. I mean, that was 40 years ago, and I don't even remember her name, okay? I don't remember her name right now. I try to pull it up, and it's in a file back there somewhere that I can't pull up, all right? I don't know, Gertrude maybe, I don't know, but she was a beautiful girl, and we just lost track of one another. And I thought about this, we had every intention of staying close to one another. We had every intention of writing and getting to know one another. You know, we have a propensity, all of us, to get distracted so easily. We all have an inclination to lose interest in things. And to forget. And so here's Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. Now, he had his foolish moments, but here he is, the wisest man who ever lived. And he has a message for young people. And he says, don't forget God. Whatever you do, don't forget God. Don't forget God. Remember your Creator. And so this verse here, this simple verse, is calling young people like yourself to some serious consideration. I want you to look at three points of consideration, simple points this morning, three simple points of consideration from the passage. First of all, Solomon says, consider your God. Solomon says, consider your God. Remember now thy, what everyone? Thy Creator. Don't forget your Creator. Don't get so distracted with life. Don't get so distracted with the things of this world that you forget the person, the being, the one who put you here. Don't forget God. Don't forget God. Remember your Creator. The first verse in the Bible says, in the beginning, God created. In the beginning, before time on earth, okay? There existed in a dimension outside of time, this eternal being who has infinite wisdom and power, and he created all things. It has to be. It has to be. Now, there are some that are still telling us that the universe just burst into existence out of infinite nothingness. But that can't be true. And I think deep down in our heart, we know that's not true. We see beauty in the universe. We see order in the universe. We see personality in the universe. We see morality in the universe. And we say to ourselves, there has to be an infinite, personal God. There has to be. The universe didn't create itself. There's a God, and he's real. And he created time and everything that dwells therein. And the Bible is the only revelation on earth. The Bible is the only revelation on earth that presents a being who has the character and the credentials to be the Creator God. And he has allowed us to exist in his universe. Have you ever thought about that? He's allowed me to exist. What a wonder, what a miracle, what an amazing privilege. I'm allowed to exist. And God, the same God has provided everything that feeds me and clothes me and supports my existence. He's made me capable of personal awareness and a conscience, and I'm capable of knowing him, and he wants to know me and know that and know me to know him. He wants a personal relationship with me. He already does know me. He wants me to know him. And he's made me with a spirit and the capability of doing that. And his is my essential relationship in life. My Creator God. I need to know my Creator. I cannot forget my Creator. I cannot get so distracted that I forget the one who put me here. His is the essential relationship in my life. And so Solomon says, young people, don't continue to walk through this life and presumptuously ignore the one who gave it to you. Remember your Creator. Don't forget God. Don't forget God. And not only did he give us life, he saved the life he gave us. He provided a way for eternal life in heaven. What a wonderful Creator we have. And this should be our constant consideration. He says, remember now thy Creator. So, first point of consideration, consider your God. Number two, consider your youth. Look how it reads, remember now thy Creator. When? In the days of thy youth. Solomon says, hey, don't put this consideration off till later. Don't put this relationship off till later. Focus on this in the years of your youth. The most carefree, the least encumbered, the most enthusiastic, the most energetic years of your life. Don't forget God in your youth. David Murray said this, the devil says that youth is for pleasure, middle age is for business, and old age is for religion. That's what the devil says. Hey, you can put that off till later. You got time for God later. Serving God, knowing God, all of that. You can do that later. Right now, hey, have a good time. Don't listen to that, young people. Don't waste your youth. I want you to consider your state right now, your youth. I'm going to give you some biological facts about your youth. First of all, I found this interesting. In your early 20s, okay, in your early 20s, your lung capacity is at its highest point. You are at the peak lung capacity in your early 20s. Hey, just humor me. Let's all do this, okay? I want you to breathe in through your nose, okay? Breathe in through your nose. Hold your breath for 4 seconds and then let it out. Here we go. Everybody, come on. Let's all do it together. Here we go. Everybody, let's all do it together. We're going to breathe in with our nose. And then hold it for 4 seconds and breathe out. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Let's try it again. Here we go, everybody. Here we go. One more time. Oh, I hear it out there. Doesn't that feel good? Does that not feel good? Hey, by the way, that's a great thing to do when you're nervous. Before a speech, do that, okay? Before a date, do that. Make sure your breath is okay. Before a big test, before a game, that's a great thing to do. Did you know that in your state right now, your lung capacity is at its zenith right now? It's all downhill after that. Anyway, your brain. Oh, I found this very interesting. And I think this applies to most of us, okay? Your brain becomes the most efficient at this time in your life and the most organized. I'm with you, Pastor Zach. Okay. You know what this means? You're the most teachable right now. Your cognitive ability develops exponentially at this time in your life. Your attention span, your processing speed, your ability to arrange thoughts, your ability to reason and think abstract and hypothetical thoughts, your brain capacity. Amen. And because of this, your belief patterns are usually formed by either strengthening previously held ones until they become solid or setting them aside and forming new ones. That's why Solomon said, don't forget your creator. So your lungs are at peak capacity. Your brain is becoming more efficient and organized and is developing. There's an increase in hormonal activity. And so you're getting these great energy levels. They're at their highest. You may feel invincible. You may feel like you could live forever. That's why I love hanging around you guys. I do. I was watching the Eagles soccer game, and I was sitting there, and I was just picturing myself out there. I was just feeling like I was out there with you guys playing. I remember the days I could just run up and down and up and down and up and down. And now I'm just sitting there in a lawn chair watching. But I'm feeling it, okay? I mean, you're at the peak place in your life physically. Now, there are times when you are confronted with your mortality. How many of you have had a near-death experience? Would you raise your hand? I mean, you're like, whoa, that was a close one. You have one? Okay. Whoa. I told you this story before, but I was riding this ATV. I was college age, was on one of the brakes, okay, and I'm riding this ATV, and I'm going about 35, 40 miles an hour, and I get in some soft dirt, and I hit a tree going that fast. I was able to lean to the side right before I hit the tree so my face didn't hit the tree, okay? And my knees hit the handlebars, and I went up in the air. I flew up in the air, did a complete rotation in the air, and then landed on my back in these weeds. And I'm laying there in the weeds, and I'm looking up at the clouds, and I'm going, so this is heaven. Oh, this is great. And then I felt the pain, okay? But for a second there, I was like, oh, wow. But I was this close. You know what Solomon is reminding us? Youth is not an indefinite experience. If you're going to get to know God, you better do it now. If you're going to serve God, you better start now. If you're going to experience all of God's blessings, you better seek them now. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. One more point of consideration. First of all, consider your God. Second of all, consider your youth. Third, let's spend some time on this one. Consider your future. Consider your future. Look how it reads, everyone. Look down at it, please, if you would. Let this sink into your heart. Let this speak to you. Remember now thy Creator. Don't forget your God. Don't forget the one who put you here. Don't get so distracted that you miss your essential relationship with your Creator. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, the most energetic, enthusiastic years of your life. Now look how it reads. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. This passage says that evil days may be headed your way. Hard days certainly are coming. What does that mean? First of all, I think it means this. It means that the consequences and complications of our choices in our youth compound over time. The consequences and complications of our choices in our youth compound over time. When you're young, you're making some consequential decisions. On the positive side, when you're young, you have this great capacity for purity and to enjoy the blessings of God. Look at verse 9 and 10 of the previous passage. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. And let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. And walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. That doesn't have to be a negative thing. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. Hey, rejoice in your youth. You're making a lot of big decisions. But know thou, for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh. What did Paul say to Timothy? Flee youthful lust. Flee them. Satan's got some of his most serious temptation directed at you. Why? Because he knows if he can get you while you're young, he's got you for life. That's what he knows. He knows it. And so he's got some of his most serious temptation directed at the young. And so this passage, Solomon says, hey, put away evil, flee youthful lust, for childhood and youth are vanity. Corruption comes to young people who forget God and sow their wild oats. And the consequences compound into their adult life. Wild oats look like good oats, but they're essentially weeds. And if you unwittingly sow them in a field, you got weeds coming. You got weeds coming. And so Solomon says, hey, remember that. Think of your future, last of all. Consider your God. Consider your youth. Consider your future. Those who give in to sinful propensities and temptations in their youth find that the habits take hold that cannot be easily undone. In adulthood, the complications of life can become all-consuming. A person's character can be such that not only does he have little time for God, but little inclination for God. Evil habits are strengthened. Resentments and disappointments have developed to the extent that they form a barrier of unbelief. It's more challenging to come to God when you're older. It's easier when you're younger. It's easier. It's harder the older you get. False thinking patterns have set in by worldly education, experience, and philosophy. So your best opportunity for faith and hope and love and obedience and to experience a life, a full, long life of blessing, the best way to start that is to do it now. He said, hey, remember your creator, the evil days are coming. While the evil days come not, don't think that you can sow wild oats and nothing will come of it. It will. And then last of all, he says, when the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Now this is simple. Solomon's simply saying, with old age comes weakness and infirmities that break down the body. Look at verse 3. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow themselves, your legs and your arms grow weak. And the grinders cease because they are few. You lose your teeth. And those that look out the window be darkened. And I'm having trouble reading that myself because the print is so small, because it's happening to me. Pastor Redland, yesterday before the service said, let's kneel for prayer. And we were in the lounge back there, and I knelt down, and getting down was easy. Getting back up was hard. Hey, look at me, guys. Look at me, guys. Everybody, all the guys especially, look at me. This is your future. I'm losing my hair. I'm losing my mind. I kneel down and I can't get up. Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. Hey, you watch those commercials, right? You watch those commercials as a young person, you go, oh, that'll never be me. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. I'm starting to think, I'm almost there. I am almost there. Man, I remember the first time when it hit me that I'm getting old. I was in this basketball game. I was a JV coach at the Christian school, and all the coaches and teachers that could play basketball took on the high schoolers for this scrimmage game, and it was big in the school, and they would use it to raise money for things. Anyway, it was the teachers and coaches against the high schoolers, and I felt pretty good out there, you know, doing layups and whatever. But then they called my name to go to the middle of the floor. Just at the beginning of the game, they called my name to jump off the bench and go to the middle of the floor and high-five everybody. And by the time that was over, I was already winded. I'm like, we don't just need Gatorade at the bench. We need oxygen. I mean, I can't even breathe. Oh, it was a bad game. It was bad. I said, man, I'm getting old. I'm getting old. Solomon said, hey, it's coming. It's coming. Solomon said, I'm here to tell you, I was a young man once, now I'm old. Life is short. Don't wait until your tank's almost empty. To live for God and serve God, do it while you're young. Do it while you have the best energy. Give your best energy to God. Because the days are going to get harder. Remember your Creator when your day begins. Remember your Creator when you choose your friends. Remember your Creator when you're by yourself. Remember your Creator when you're on your phone. Remember your Creator when you decide the direction for your life and you answer that career calling. Don't forget God. Don't forget God. And if you remember your Creator in the days of your youth, you'll have more opportunity for blessing, less heartache in your adult life, greater capacity for service for God. Think of the potential. Think of the possibilities. Think of what the Creator God can do with your life if you give your whole life to God. And so remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.